There are a number of detailed policy questions that we are still working on. The NICE guidance takes women up to entry to the screening programme, but we all feel that if we have a woman who's assessed as being as extremely high risk, perhaps having annual mammography because she's been found to have to be a BRCA carrier, what happens to her when she enters the screening programme? We're not terribly comfortable about suddenly switching her to 3 yearly mammography. So we're trying to work out what to do with those women. I hope Gareth isn't going to bite my head off, but we are really quite worried about doing mammography for women in their early 30s. And there are some indications where the NICE guidance says we should be doing that. And we are actually quite worried about doing that. There are all sorts of tumour mismatch repair genes being described regularly. And in the last 3 years, there's been large numbers of them that haven't been discussed yet. And we are expecting other presentations of increased risk to increase. So we have all sorts of issues going on that's making this really quite difficult to work through, because we are, in many ways, the Henry Ford of the health service. We're a production line. We're extremely efficient. We're extremely good at what we do, but we are a production line. We don't offer individualised service. Now, as a customer of the breast screening programme, it's very nice to be in and out in 20 minutes and get your results 5 days later. We cannot do that unless we offer this population-based approach. But it does mean that in terms of delivering family history screening, we have to be able to find a protocol that we can deliver nationwide, and we cannot start tinkering with it for individual women. It just will not work in our service. And, of course, because we are starting in the late 40s now, that may make a difference to some women.